Alaskans have only about a week left to tell the Marine Highway System what they think of its fall, winter, and spring sailing plans. The schedule, which is similar to last year's, came out later than usual, and the comment period is shorter. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Last year, the fall, winter, spring ferry schedule was released in May. Residents had about a month to go through it and provide feedback. This year, it wasn't made available till mid-July, with a comment deadline 2 weeks later. Marine Highway General Manager Captain John Falvey says that's because the legislature took through most of June to pass a spending plan.
Well, we can't put schedules out to comment on until we have a final budget figure. So, being that we were running a little bit late this year, we just got a late start.
He says the ferry system wants a fast turnaround so it can begin taking reservations during the first week of August. Written comments on the schedule are due by July 30th, and a teleconference will be held the following day. Marine Transportation Advisory Board Chairman Robert Venables doesn't see that as a problem.
It is a shorter public review and comment period, but I think most folks are very familiar with the schedule and the system and their needs, so it's best to get that schedule published and open for reservations.
One reason he's not worried is that the schedule is very much like the previous years. Falvey says a few sailings have been added, but not many.
Operating week's about the same overall, budget's about the same overall. What you saw last year is about what you're going to see this year overall, and a little bit of a different switch on the ships.
That's due to lengthy repairs to the ferry Columbia, which usually sails between Southeast and Bellingham, Washington. It's been out of service since last September due to a damaged propeller system.
Those parts don't exist. It's all 1973 vintage. And over the winter, that entire system had to be rebuilt in Germany. And we're still not there yet.
The draft fall schedule shows the Columbia resuming service October 1st, but Falvey says that's now pushed back about a month. Other ships will fill in. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.